Welcome to Girl Talk, Season 2, 2025. We've started off the season a little early. I know I told everybody February 1st for the first show of 2025. However, unfortunately, with what's going on in Los Angeles, the fires, the devastation, I said, hey, let's get the new cast together. Let's all collaborate. Let's start sharing some let's start sharing some resources. Let's go live. So for the first time ever, we're going live today. I know that we're going to try and make this episode a little lighthearted. We're going to talk conspiracy theories. We're going to talk serious. We're going to give you guys resources. And after the show, we're going to be posting on the actual video itself resources to help donate, where to share, where to volunteer, animal shelters, where to get housing, you know, if you need Uber rides, a cell phone service, all of that, all those resources will be posted afterwards. But for now, here is the new cast of 2025. I'm Elizabeth Vargas.
Keith Maximilian.
Tiffany Sowersby.
Jody Silva.
Jody Silva! Oh my God, Jody. Yeah. You had an exciting day today.
I did.
So thank you guys for all joining us live, our first live broadcast. Jody texted us when I was confirming everybody some exciting news today. What happened?
Today I became an American citizen.
Woo! Congratulations,
thank
Jody.
You.
So I didn't even know you weren't an American citizen.
Which fence did you hop? Did you hop there?
Did you hop
Texas or Mexico?
Mexican. Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God. Is that funny or no?
I got halfway over.
So wait, so I didn't realize you only had your green card.
Yes, I've been here 16 years, but just on a green card. And it was, you know, it was fine. And my last green card was 10 years, so I didn't really think anything about it. And then it expired October this year. So it was a decision, do I renew my green card? Or do I get
stay
married?
Illegally.
How long?
Join the crowd.
Yeah,
pick up your
illegally.
Debit card. New iPhone is at the door.
To be honest, I would have become probably more richer if I stayed illegally, but I didn't. I chose the right way, and I'm very proud. Actually, I think it's a great country, and I'm very patriotic. So
tell us about the test today.
So there's 200 questions that you are supposed to revise from, but they only give you 10. And some of them were easy. Some of them are things that you'll know because it's today's politics.
Right.
But some of them are reverted back to who was a president in World War I, who was a president in the Great Depression. And then little things like, why is there 13 stripes on a flag? And so things like that, that I'm glad I did revision for, because I wouldn't have known definitely the older presidents. But it was really lighthearted. The guy was great. My file was this big, which is scary.
Like, why was it so big?
Wait, what? But, yeah, they everything of all my...
Because they let you out of prison a few years ago.
Yeah, just got out of prison.
Is it all the marriages?
Yeah,
all the marriages. How many husbands?
Exactly.
They're like, you keep getting married for 2 years, one year and like 11 months, Jody.
So it was just everything on you. Every time I've traveled out of the United States of America, they've got record on everything. So it's kind of crazy, actually, what they've got.
Hey, Luke, just quick question. How are we sounding with the new mics?
Yeah, you sound good.
We sound good? Okay,
It's funny they have the whole file on you, but they don't know who brought the cocaine to the White House.
That
huge file on Jody, who's like innocent.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
No idea. Who could that possibly be?
So another thing that happened is that Keith, fabulous Keith, has been working. Tell us what you've been doing for the fires.
No, so I'm just part of the California State Guard, which is a local state militia from the California Military Department. So we just help out the National Guard and we assist them when they get deployed. So that's what we were doing.
Yeah. Yay. And you sound like this because you've been in mud and dirt.
No, just
all the smoke.
At the White House.
Yeah.
I've been at the White House for a little bit.
Not at a dinner party? You haven't been at a... You haven't been at a duty party. Okay, no. Good. Okay, good. And then Tiffany, you look fabulous today.
Thank you.
So how do you feel about the fires and the policies and what's Gavin Newsom's doing? What's going on here?
I feel like I got a little caught up in all the conspiracies. You know, there's a lot that's going on. So yeah.
What would be, you know, I don't really want to jump into conspiracies right off the bat, but these fires seem to be a little bit... Sus.
Yeah, there's definitely sus.
And the Maui, it's like I feel like they keep saying that Los Angeles got Maui'd. So can someone explain that? Anybody? Anyone want to jump into it?
It's a long one.
I mean, it would have taken a little bit of preparation for this, knowing the weather, because the weather was dependent on this happening completely.
Okay. So they the weather ahead of time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it would have taken a little bit of planning, But the other thing is they would have to know that we weren't able or had the capacity to fight this amount of fire at one time. So, you know, I don't know. I'm okay on the conspiracy theories. I believe some. I think that my theory is on this, that some people took advantage of the situation when they saw that we were out of resources.
Yeah.
That's how I think.
Who would have?
I mean, a little bit too much conspiracy,
honestly,
but
I can't. If you ever want to find out where it came from, you look at who's profiting from it. And it's going to be a while till we find
people that are rebuilding Los Angeles are profiting from it.
I mean, there's insurance companies.
Well, insurance companies are definitely not profiting from it.
No, they're not.
About to go bankrupt. They're about to leave California and have big problems.
But there's also like speculation about, do we need more land for the Olympics? I mean, there's so much talk.
Okay, so let's talk about this Olympics thing. Well, Olympics, 2028, we're doing the Olympics.
That's a big construction project in 3 years. I don't know. States didn't have that capacity.
How are we supposed to house the Olympics in 2028?
I don't even know how we were supposed to house it even before the fires. Our infrastructure is absolutely terrible.
We're going to stick it on a barge and throw it out in the ocean or what? Yeah. What are we doing?
They have that California plan to be the smart city, you know? I mean, that's one thing that people are talking about. Like,
But when it comes to public transportation, LA is terrible for it. We don't have trams, don't really have the trains, don't have the buses, we don't have the subway. We don't have what the other states, other cities, other countries had when they were holding the Olympics.
Well, so the question is, how fast, they're not going to be able to, I don't think they were intending to, I mean, this would have been a year-long plan if they had to do that, right? And how are you, I mean, right now they're thinking, how are we going to make this better?
Yep.
That process is going to take a decade versus them being able to say, hey, look, let's redo all this infrastructure.
But Gavin Newsom was supposed to fix the fire problem and all the forest in 2000, what? When did he say 2000?
Yeah, he was given a lot of federal dollars to do this. He's going to come under fire on this.
Do you think he's going to have jail time for I mean?
No jail time. I think his political aspirations are done, though.
I think there's a few things. Like, one, do I think that the party right now in the House is trying to really screw up America as much as they possibly can in order for the new president to come in and have to clean it up? Yes, that's one of my beliefs. Second of all, now Biden's coming out saying 100% I'll give you the relief for. He's only in the House for 7 more days. So anything he's verbally saying now gets wiped as soon as Trump comes in. But he gets to leave his office saying, well, look what I did for California.
Right.
So these are things he gets to say and put on his presidency, which don't really mean anything because he's got 7 more days in power.
I love that he said that. He's like, oh, I'm going to get those hostages freed. I'm like, oh, are you?
Yeah.
Trump just said, do it before I get there or somewhere else. No,
yeah. And it's been over a year. And they took a 9-month-old baby as a hostage and they've done nothing about the hostages. Yeah. But yeah, it's all about when I leave my presidency, he gets to say, well, under my governance, we did this, this, this. And we at least we gave the money to California and Trump's the one that took it away. It's all just...
I just want to know who's responsible for running the country. Like, I want it to get down to the point of, like, he's got these 18, 25-year-old liberal aides that are now running the country.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know that part. I want to know who, and I want to see them. I want to see what color their hair is.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what color it is.
I know.
so do you guys think, so, I mean, back to just California in general, I mean, we're supposed to be a superpower of the economies in the States, and we just seem to have lost that battle since, the last 10 years. So what, 15 years. So is there any hope for us to come back and really?
No.
I know. I hope that this is a turning point in California. I hope that this really, because California has a lot of, I mean, it's fairly red, you know, by area, but by population and density, it's blue, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I hope, and the problem is, I think that because the people that have been on the coasts, which pretty much hold that California is a blue state, really didn't have any effect of, you know, food prices, or when you're in an $18 million house, like, you're not going to complain about 20 cent eggs, you know, 20 cents eggs going up 20 cents. But now that they've really been impacted economically, they're going to look back and say, why did this happen? It's because our people,
where is the water? The reservoirs never got filled. They were empty. The water thing drives me crazy.
No.
Okay, so what?
The smelt fish.
Newsom has no idea what a smelt fish is.
I will also say, and this is one thing, the reason why I do not like my social media, I do not like reports. There's so much false news out there that is becoming a nightmare. Like, I read the other day that there's 18 fire trucks Oregon has sent down and we're keeping them because...
Isn't there 150 from Ukraine?
But, like, that was a lie.
Ukraine gave us $150 billion back.
150 firemen.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
So it doesn't help when there's people really suffering right now and there's no answers and then there's all these lies that are starting just to really pin and point fingers. End of the day, we need to clean it up. We've got to have some kind of plan. Is it going to be easy? No. California, unfortunately, I mean, I love it here. I think it's a beautiful... Yeah. I mean, it's in, 70 songs? Guns N' Roses sing about it.
Yeah.
Katy Perry sings about it.
Well, the Beach Boys. I wish they all, you know.
I know, but...
The Beach Boys.
But yet, we are the most probably hated state in America. I think
that's because all of the woke crap came out of California. That's why.
It did.
Wokeness came out of... I feel kind of embarrassed that most of America is like, yeah, let it burn. I'm like...
Yeah.
God, you guys, have some mercy.
$25 million house.
Oh, you poor, all you rich people. It's like, wait a minute. There is a whole community of people that were born and raised here, regardless that they're showing the Pacific Palisades. It was burning everywhere. Like,
I think it was back to Newsom, even before the fires. There was a time when we was $100 billion in surplus. California was thriving.
I got a check back from this DMV for a registration.
$100 billion. Now we're $83 billion in deficit. We are,
even if 80 of it's in Ukraine.
Even if we balance the books, we're not going to get out of debt. Yet we have the highest paying taxes. Our schools are terrible. Our roads are terrible. We're overcrowded. People can't afford things. The looting, the stealing, the crime.
Okay, so let's
homeless.
Talk about the 85% of the fire started where they said were people, citizens, like homeless and immigrants. Okay, hello. Is that true? That can't
mind blowing. It's actually really sad if that's the case.
Watching, no, I don't think it's 85%, but I think that I'm watching people start the fires are kind of weird. Like, that's a real...
You know what's even weirder,
stats at 85%.
All those people in L.A. are going to come here to OC.
Yeah, I know. The home prices
are... Our home values are...
Oh, yeah, and I also heard they're doing price gouging on rentals right now. Yeah. All these people are, like, tripling their
100%
rent.
100%, because they're not getting
insurance. I got a studio up in L.A. It's $15,000 a month.
Yeah, I got a one bed. But you know what? It's a supply of demand. And do I think it's right to put the prices up? Yeah. But when it's supply of demand, if you've got a product everybody wants, then as a business person, you put your prices up. Right or wrong, supply of demand, the supply is very high.
There's one thing to be said about taking advantage of the situation.
Taking advantage.
And you can't do that. Yeah, you can't do that normally on a product. Like on a rental, like do you want to keep your $1,000 rental when somebody's willing to pay $2,000? Different story, but if you're going to raise it up to 8,000, like,
true. I think Dublin's crazy,
and especially a property is different because that's your property. You're not selling a bunch of eggs and then selling it for $25.
No, this is someone who works in your house.
Yeah, this is my house. You know, it's your whatever. So you know what I really find the biggest on the other side of the flip flop is the Mark Zuckerberg flip flop about the censorship.
Like
that. Joe Rogan was that podcast.
You think there's conspiracies now?
Yeah, I mean,
like, it's just going to get way worse.
I think his whole transformation came from the fact that he's doing MMA, and he wants to be the cool guy now, right? He wants to be that guy that like the tough alpha male. But before he's just.
I think
like,
I'd win that fight.
He's a blue belt in jiu-jitsu. I mean, he's pretty.
I don't know.
But he Yeah, but so
wait, Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
I know. I'm a black belt psycho.
Yeah, no. So but he was doing this podcast and he's like, we really feel that it's time to end censorship. I'm like,
I saw that.
Yeah. I could have sworn about 6 months ago you were in front of Congress telling us that you don't censor anything.
Yeah.
Now you feel that it's too much. Like, I think that that's gonna be he watched what Elon did with X. Yeah. And he's even duplicating
even
a lot
said,
of censorship.
Oh, we're gonna yeah.
Yeah, and he's said, all of a sudden the third party censors are too liberal. They're too one sided. It's like we've been telling you that since you started this stupid program.
I mean, obviously I'm a big fan of Elon, but I do think it's funny that Trump's not the best spoken person out there. Everyone knows that. And then we've got Elon now, who's equally as worse.
Yeah.
So did you see his argument with Justin Timberlake? Justin Timberlake says something on Twitter, X, whatever you call it, and it says something like, "Don't be so ridiculous. Says Canada's not going to join America," and then Elon tweets back.
No, Justin Trudeau said it's not a snowball's chance in hell that the United States would be part of Canada. Or Canada
it's not a chance in hell.
Yeah.
And then he comes back and says, "Okay, girl."
Yeah, okay, all right, girl. Okay, like you don't have any say in this. You're not even a governor anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Trump has been trolling very well. Like The whole Gulf of Mexico thing was also really funny.
Like, because, Gulf of America.
Yeah, because Biden said you can't drill anywhere anymore in the Gulf of Mexico, and Trump's like, well, there is no more Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah,
it's Gulf of America.
Wait, okay, so wait, is that possible just to change the name and then it changes the law?
I know. No. Like Trump is. You're gonna.
Is that like a joke? That's gotta be. A joke.
When you're president, I mean, no, why not?
He said it as he wouldn't do it, but he's playing chess. Like we've been playing checkers forever right now with all this, yeah, with all the these all liberal stuff. So now we've got chess, and it might even be 4D chess. Like, because he's like, oh, we'll take over Greenland. Like, we're not gonna buy Greenland. It's gonna be a negotiation to where we're gonna provide security. They're gonna provide this. But he's just negotiating, and yeah, that's how
a country should be run, is negotiation, favorable terms for both parties. You know, it's supposed to be give peace a chance and, you know, give world peace, we all help each other and blah, blah, blah. But it seems to be really one-sided with these countries wanting to be superpowers when really we're all on this planet together. So how do we work together?
And, it is nice with the fires. We had Mexican firefighters come up. We've got Canada coming down. Yeah. I think it's really nice to see, actually.
Canada coming down? I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. They gave us those two super tanker planes.
Yep.
And I find it hard to... Okay, here's my... We have Malibu, which is what? 2 feet from the water, and we can't get the water from the ocean.
We have the valley.
So we have to
actually.
Get...
Did you hear when someone said, "Well, I didn't do that," and the response was, "Well, because the salt will erode the house. I would rather an eroded house than no house."
Well, so the Canada tankers that they brought in land in the ocean.
Yep.
Fill it up and then drop the water 5 feet away over into the house, which seems like the most logical process to do versus all the infrastructure and all this other stuff. It's like, and we don't even have those planes. We had to borrow them from Canada.
And I also think it's crazy. Israel was a country of nothing. They have no water. Manufactured, designed something that cleans the salt water, purifies it, and puts it into fresh water. Why don't we have that? We don't have any.
It's just really expensive. It was really expensive.
Okay, so Newport Beach, John Paul DeJoria, my vodka partner, and his partners have just come up, and the scientists have come up with a new way to desalination plants for fresh water that is a low impact on the oceans, low impact on everything, and it's going to go berserk. They're going to be able to offer these 100-foot cylinders, these vessels that are going to be able to pump out 1 million gallons. For 14 vessels is 1 million gallons a day per city. So, and they're really small and they're stackable. So I really think that that's going to be the wave of just really cleaning up the water systems. Mm-hmm. Instead of building these super expensive desalination plants, we're going to have these inventors and these scientists that have just come up with it last year. It's a brand new technology. It's going to be released. It's almost perfect timing, but it's not quite ready yet. So it'll be ready. It's supposed to be ready in March, which I wish it was ready in December.
Yeah.
Because then we could have put them out on tankers on the ocean and then pumped in fresh water to people that need water. Because right now there's going to be no water. There's no water for animals. There's no fresh water for plants. There's no fresh water for anybody.
Why did they shut off the fire hydrants?
Fire hydrants shut off?
From what I understand, there was a reservoir that they were supposed to repair a year ago.
The Palisades Reservoir.
And a 1 million gallon reservoir.
It was empty.
That reservoir provides pressure to the fire hydrants. So that was one situation. And so that was empty. So that had nothing on there. The other one was they shut the pumps off when they shut the electricity off that pumps the water into the reservoir. Mm-hmm. So
there's no physical. So
they're like, duh, we shut the electricity off. How are we gonna get water to the reservoir? So they had to bring in generators to try to, it's bewildering that we pay 13% taxes in California, the most expensive state in the union. And our infrastructure is horrible. Like, I just don't understand. And that's why I think that this next election is going to be a lot different.
Also, on top of piggyback on what you just said about how we pay this much taxes and how infrastructure is horrible, the only problem we have in California is wildfires. That is what we're known for. Everyone knows
and
it.
And
homeless.
Well, we give a lot. We give like the $15 billion.
If you build in a state where you've got earthquakes, you build correctly for it. They know that we have wildfires. It is known to have. So why is it that we didn't have all this in place? Why was the National Guard not called in the moment a house caught on fire? They called the National Guard in, and now even Newsom's saying, well, I've doubled the National Guard. Too late. You're too late. Mm-hmm. It should have been called in the moment the first house caught on fire.
And this is the reason why you hire people that you think can handle a job.
Not Bass. Not Karen Bass.
Not because of how cool their hair looks.
Did you hear the comment? He did more money on the fire and less money on hair gel. I almost died. I was like, you did not just say that. I mean, the only thing we're missing is for him to be running around with a... Oh, never mind.
Actually, did you... He's very much like this when he talks, isn't he?
He's very much like... Yeah.
It's too much.
It's too much. Did you see when this woman was like crying? I've lost everything. What are you going to do? I'm on the phone with the president.
Yeah.
I'm
and then on, then he's on the phone. Like he wasn't.
And then she's like,
couldn't get through. Let me see him.
Yeah, make the call right now. Yeah. I want to be here when you talk to him. Yeah.
He lied right there on camera.
And then he went, I've got four kids. Great. I've got a belly button. You know what?
There's one. Hold on. There's one solid. There's one solid relief.
Everybody say hi, Patty. Hi, look at your cameras. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
There's one solid knowing that there's one solid relief that we have with all of these wildfires, and it makes me like be able to sleep at night. And that's that Biden is a great grandfather. I hope you guys see that.
I didn't see that.
He
was doing the news conference, and he's like, hold on. There's one saving grace that we have right now. I am a grandfather, a great grandfather, and even Newsom's all.
Wait, who said that?
The Biden. He was in the press conference.
The president of the United States.
He's just checked out. He's checked out.
He's been checked out.
He's never checked in.
I swear to God.
Yeah. He's not Hotel California.
Don't you love how he's like, Kamala Harris, you take this one. Fire away.
Fire away. Oh, no
pun intended. And I was like,
she even looked at him.
Act a joke when people are losing everything in their lives. How insensitive can somebody be that's running a superpower? He should have just been taken into a stretcher and went to a retirement home and put in another care system, not the care of the American citizens. It's so embarrassing.
I also think when Biden and when Newsom's like, I've invited Trump, but he's not going to come. Do you know what nightmare it would be for Trump to come to California right now? How they have to block out roads. They have to block down...
LAX is a mess.
Like, yeah, no, I mean, having Trump come to California right now would be the worst thing. And I don't mean because it's Trump, I mean because it's the president. Having to have all the extra security when they need all the roads cleared is ridiculous. So they're just saying stuff to make the president look bad, I think. President-elect look bad.
Tiffany, your mic's blocking your hair. Come on in. I can read it right here. Just so everybody knows, right now we're going live and we're talking politics today in the fire. Girl Talk Logic is not political. However, we felt it necessary to jump on here and just have a roundtable discussion on what's going on because we are California based. Thank you, Luke.
Thanks, Luke.
Fix it in post, Luke. Oh, wait, there's no post when you're live. We're literally live, so we're just kind of winging it today. We want to thank everybody who's joining us. I'm getting some questions. Actually, I'm just getting people saying hi. So it looks like the comments are working. So let's continue.
So I don't know if anyone's had anyone directly impacted by the fire, but it's been both stories that I've personally know have been. First story was young couple, two children. They saw the fire. They had to get out. There was a panic for them. So they panicked. Left, they're safe, lost everything though. The second family were told and they said to themselves, oh, we go through this every 2-3 years, we'll be fine. Let's just leave, we'll be back tomorrow. Everything burnt down. So I think that the mindset of people, like the Malibu fires wasn't that long ago when people lost their houses.
Yeah. 18.
It is constant. So when they say, we didn't know, we needed more time, we needed better infrastructure, you know, because we're known for having these fires.
Yeah.
So well, did they get like 4 hours? Everybody gets like 4 or 5 hours with an evacuation.
I think they gave everyone an evacuation down here.
Well, we got a notice. It was like a false notice.
2 a.m.
That's what that was? That thing
yeah, all of us got a false notice. I'm like, they're evacuating Los Angeles County? Holy shit.
Can you imagine?
Orange County, look out.
Can you imagine that kid in the emergency center? He's like, oops.
He's like, no.
Oh, shit. No.
You know when you apply to all, shit.
Do you remember in Hawaii when they said that missile was going to land?
Oh, yeah, the missile.
Thinking they're going to die, that was a big
yeah,
mistake.
That's so it's messed crazy. Up. So I got bombarded with, because I have short-term rentals, with families and people. Yeah. And I was checking in on everybody in Los Angeles and I ended up housing 3 families. And actually two left already. One is still in my house. One might come back tomorrow. There's going to be high winds. It was a lot of, you know, yeah, and then the Pasadena Humane Animal Shelter was bombarded by help, which is amazing. So we just kept blasting it out. When I looked, the same day was 175% over capacity. They got lines out the door to help. And so right now, now, Pasadena Animal Humane is looking for actual cash donations on their site. We're going to throw this up versus dog food. They've got dog food galore. They've got foster people galore. They need medical supplies help. And in order to get medical supplies, they need cash. So we're donating cash. If you have cash, please just donate whatever you can to the Pasadena Humane Society. Yes, thank you, Keith. I also want to thank Peace, Love, and Happiness, John Paul DeJoria, for donating $100,000 to my charity, which is donating to the charities around Los Angeles area for the animals in need. So thank you, Peace, Love, and Happiness Foundation. You've always been there for us. You've always been there for the animals. And I just wanted to give you guys a quick plug, because just being able to buy medical supplies for these animals in need has been a blessing. And just thank you. So whoever can donate anything to anybody, please do, because they need it. And make sure that they're viable. Make sure they're not a scam. Go on and research who you're donating to. And we also have people stopping by today that are going to be giving us kind of, you know, what charities to donate to, where you can go help. So I've got one of the mayors of Orange County, Joe Stapleton, might stop by. Will O'Neill might stop by. I've got some Orange County housewives today that might stop by. Katie, who's having a charity on Saturday evening, and Jennifer and Shannon Bador, who are having a charity Saturday between 4 and 6 at the Bungalow in Orange County, California.
And CDM.
Corona Del Mar. It's $100 to enter the facility, and that all goes to the victims of the fire, so they might stop by and say hi to everybody, and please donate. I've got Austin Keen, world champion skimboarder, surfer, stopping by to promote his charities. And we're just going to do the best we can today to do whatever we can. Talk some smack, because I just heard there's a little rumor that P. Diddy was trying to cover up some of the mess by burning down his own estate.
Well, he can't cover it up with baby oil, so he had a little problem with that.
So what do you think of the whole conspiracy theory of P. Diddy? I'm just curious.
No, I think the dumbest thing I've
ever heard. I heard P. Diddy started the fires.
Yeah.
Burned out his house.
No, they say that it's the fires are burning down the evidence. Yeah. I'm like, are we really going there?
Right
now? Well, the wrong place. Need to be a bit more into Hollywood, I think, for that. I think all roads lead back to Diddy right now. I think that people need to stop with the conspiracies, stop with the lies.
Conspiracies don't help.
No, conspiracies don't help. Lies don't help. False information doesn't help. Misrepresenting information doesn't help. When people are this much in despair, nothing but facts and just guidance is all we need. We can't keep having all this crazy. Go on, what are you going to say?
Nothing but facts. When the coronavirus came out, all of this was conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
It's just the flu. Like, what a conspiracy theory. But like, I think that now you're going to have, now that these, that those conspiracy theories were kind of proved true. Now people are like, oh, this could be true too. I'm going to like propagate.
But still, even if the conspiracy theories are true, the 50,000 people that have been misplaced, 10,000 structures that have been burnt down, doesn't matter, even if it was P. Diddy. Now what? Where's the help? Where do I live? Where do I go? Where do my children go to school? Where do I get groceries from? All these are things that people need to be focusing on.
And you know what? I think it's great that they're doing the animal charities, because like, I'm a big animal guy, as everyone knows, but I think that the animals have no choice with this. Like, people had the opportunity to take their animals, and if they didn't take them and like, you know, or dropped them off at the shelters or something, but they're just helpless. And I think that's just one of those.
Did you see the one guy that he was at work, got the evacuation order, couldn't get home.
His cat.
And one of his dogs, he went back today, and he found there. The dog at the house, just all dirty and messed up.
That one seemed a little fake to me. I was wondering if that was
really?
All. Yeah, I don't know. It's traumatizing, like, I had to stop looking at Instagram because of these people were posting dead animals, and I'm like, I can't do this.
It's
too much.
There was one that this guy, you know, this guy's like posting, he was on a driveway of someone's house, dog is laying there, he's like, look, I just passed by this dead dog and I couldn't do anything.
Don't.
Right at the end of the thing, the dog starts moving. And I'm like, the dog is like moving his head, and I'm like, and the guy's like, so bad that all these animals died, and he's just walking by, and I'm like,
yeah, no.
I think, you know, because there's also farm animals too. That's not, you know, I used to live on a farm, and I used to live in the canyon. And these
are you talking about your ex-husband?
Huh?
Are you talking about your ex-husband?
Yeah. So I used to live on the farm. Used to live in a big fireplace. So when it used to get evacuated, you can't just take your goats, chicken, and sheep. It doesn't work like that. So we used to collar them up and release them. The collar would have a phone number on, and if it got to a point, they'll be released, at least they can run. But there was people walking with horses. I mean, there's some animals that aren't easy just to evacuate.
Right.
It's not just picking up a cat, picking up a dog.
What about those giraffes in Malibu?
Okay, so Rich Fishbeck from the Chamber of Commerce said that there is a website he's going to give me that if you eat out in Orange County this month or this week, I believe, I'm looking into it. It says, visit one of these restaurants tomorrow, Tuesday. And a percentage of all sales will be donated to the LA Food Bank. And there's a list of different restaurants to go eat out. So whatever. So there's, I mean, oh my gosh, this is a list of like 100 plus restaurants.
Well, good.
So that's great. So the restaurants in Orange County are all getting involved with donating to the LA Food Bank. Okay, that's great. Good job, Orange County. You know, we're doing the best we can. We are right down the street. And if we can help in any way, we will, and we are. We have been literally thousands of people have just filled up trucks and vans and food banks and just, I mean, people with Sprinter vans are going back and forth, production crews with Sprinter vans, people with Sprinter vans that don't even work in the industry or anywhere that just have them sitting at their house. You know, friends of mine with vans are just filling up water and supplies for everybody and just driving it up to Los Angeles. So I can't thank you guys enough. Riverside County, everybody from out everywhere has been just the outpour
love and
of
the
love
yeah.
is so coming together because we ultimately are the Sunshine State. We're the, you know, we're what people dream to come to. And, you know, if we're not together, we're not unified, it's sad. Like, and just to see everybody kind of come together, even though people don't like us, and I know people around the country are like, let it burn. We're people too. And yeah, it is a little bit of a surfer, you know, hey, whatever, but it's just a different lifestyle than New York. It's a different lifestyle than Florida. It's a different lifestyle than Germany or Chicago or, you know, London or wherever. We have our own lifestyle like everybody else. Seattle's different. Mm-hmm. So, you know, thank you for the empathy and thank you for everybody just sharing your love and your finances with those in need because we're all human. So, I mean, it's just been nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just the love?
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead.
No, I was raising my hand.
You know, it's just been, I couldn't, just watching people go back to their homes is just sad.
Yeah,
Watching all the news reporters, and I will say, normally news reporters pick the worst person off the street to make a comment, but this time, every time that someone spoke, they all spoke just, I mean, everyone's just so sad. Even if they weren't the ones that lost their house, they've lost their community, they've lost their neighbors, they've lost the grocery store, the infrastructure, they've lost what was...
They've lost hope.
It takes, I mean, I don't know, over a year just to even clean the mess. And then it takes, Newsom's saying he's going to try and bend the red tape a little bit so the permits aren't going to be as strong. But, I mean, that comes with... We definitely like have...
How many permits are you going to...
Yeah,
1,000-page plans, email process at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. You can't do that. And then even just hearing, I mean, it's just nice that people are just out there saying, you know, I'm here, what do you need? But there are a few people that have their home still, but they don't want to go home. Like, survivor's guilt is definitely a thing.
The other big thing is, like, they were talking about the speculators of, because now you have all of this abandoned land. I mean, not abandoned, but you have this
devastated
empty
land, yeah.
Devastated land, you know, and it's land. It's not a house anymore. So... That $16 million house is not a $16 million house. It's now, you know, $3 to $5 million piece of real estate.
I know someone who lost their home. The next day, someone offered him an offer on his land.
Yeah, yeah.
The next day, a realtor.
Did you see the signs being put out?
Oh, yeah.
That's pathetic.
I mean,
that's
like, you're that thirsty. You're not even going to wait 24 hours. And you're like, I'll give you $600 for the lot.
Dirty, 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 bro.
Yeah, no, it's gnarly.
Okay, so I just got a little... Ford and Ellis, hello, thank you. I guess they need air purifiers. They need stronger air purifiers. It looks like it wasn't strong enough. The air purifiers, so if anybody has any access to air purifiers, they need them desperately. So that's something it looks like we need. Yes, Lindsay, we're here. So does anybody know where to get air purifiers?
Costco.
Mm-hmm. We should reach out to Costco.
Hey, could somebody reach out to Costco and see if they can donate air purifier?
Get Jeff on the phone.
Let me get Bezos on the
phone. That's Amazon. If it's sold at Costco, Jeff
bought it. Will Amazon deliver to a house that's not there? We just send them all to the
house. Oh, Amazon. Too soon on that.
Oh, sorry.
Too soon.
Well, no, I mean. But so air purifiers and what else? Oh, it says $40 each on Amazon.
Generators, I'm sure.
Luke. Oh, Luke said he's calling Bezos now.
Yep.
Thanks, Luke. Call Jeff now. Get him off his yacht.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, just stop calling me, dude, but I just need a few more air purifiers. Yeah.
Maybe Sam's Club. You can call Sam Wool, whoever.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it's really unfortunate with the economy that we have that we weren't more prepared. It's just shocking to me. The preparation was gone. There was like no preparation.
No preparation.
Like there was nothing.
And we're still in so much debt. So the fact that Gavin Newsom is still an elective is insane to me. Even before the fires, he has to go. The homeless, the crime.
They're starting the recall. I think the recall petition.
There shouldn't be a recall. There should be a forced
firing.
Firing. There should be. Mm-hmm. You got to resign or you're getting fired.
Yeah, I agree.
100. He just bought $1 million.
$1 million.
He just sold it. But how's his winery doing? Is it getting water?
No, it's fine.
It's good. Fine. It's totally good.
Yeah,
okay.
But he just bought a $9 million house, and he only earns $250,000-$300,000 a year. What do you get for being a governor?
No, the Nancy Pelosi is worth. She makes $175 a year and is worth $150 million.
Yeah.
But Nancy Pelosi also allegedly is also an investor in the mask company from COVID. No. So
was Newsom.
There you go. I'm going to say.
So was Newsom. In fact, that's how he made loads of money.
So let's talk about the firing of firefighters up until October of last year that didn't have a COVID shot.
Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah.
Another reason why people don't like California.
So now we have less firefighters because they weren't vaccinated.
You know what else we have? More firefighters that were forced to get vaccinated.
Wow.
Because think about it. They will lose their job when they get vaccinated. Another reason why California's hated.
Change.org signed to get Gavin Newsom out of office.
Yep, he's out.
Change.org. Okay, and Lindsay says everybody gets free cryo if they donate an air purifier.
Yes.
Free cryo. Lindsay. Lindsay, I don't know if Keith's going to go for that, but maybe.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. Now we also have Target has air purifiers. Okay, got it. Are they strong enough, though?
Not if you put it in the middle of the street.
Okay, so Shu Wei Sheila said she has two cousins from Utah fighting the fires. They said they love the water and food. That's amazing.
The water and food? They have water?
Yeah, they have water and food.
Okay, that's good.
Peyton joined. Yeah, where are you? hi from Texas. Hi, Peyton. So, my take on it is, you know, Orange County didn't defund anything. And
you defunded the police?
Orange County
did.
Oh, Orange County.
No, LA did.
Orange County didn't defund anything.
No.
Oh my gosh! You're lucky you didn't say that with Joe Staples in here. He would have.
Yeah, Joe Staples. Dialed you.
But so it'd be like, that's the whole reason why I'm running.
Yeah.
In fact, they added money to that, please.
You know,
I mean, LA is disgusting.
Shithole.
And I think it has been, and it's getting worse as. An English person, we're told that Hollywood's this beautiful place, right? People come and spend so much money and they're so excited to come and see the stars. It is disgusting. There's homeless people, feces, there's drunk people, there's
thieves.
Puke. It is just so disgusting.
Let's talk about the homeless thing. How much money went into the homeless programs and we have more homeless? Because all the fat pockets up on top are taking all the money and there's literally the more we put in there, the more we fund the homelessness, the more these people start buying yachts.
And
like all these elected officials keep getting rich. Well, and yeah, where's the money going? They don't even account for it.
17 million went missing.
Who's auditing this?
No, I mean,
Newsom.
Who is Newsom, auditing exactly. California's budget? Well, who?
They're going to now. I guarantee
there
you this
isn't
is
a budget. We're 68 billion in debt.
But who's auditing it? Who holds people accountable for stealing money
hold
in
on,
California.
Hold on. You say that, but the Defense Department is like they lost $4 trillion that they can't find.
Yeah.
Like
Pentagon?
Yeah, the Pentagon. I can't, I know.
Is that true?
Really? And I understand they can't find it. They don't know
it
failed the audit like six, seven times or four times. But, you know, I understand you want to pay $500 for a toilet seat, but at least write it down. Like, $800 hammer, that's fine. But like, write it down.
Where's the IOU? Even Dumb and Dumber did
like Dumb and Dumber.
They even did IOU. This one, that's a keeper.
This one right here, Ferrari,
right?
Even Dumb and Dumber.
Even Dumber did it.
Wrote down a paper receipt. Wait, Shannon from The Housewives.
Yeah, receipts.
She had
receipts. Where's our receipts, Kevin Newsom? We want receipts, right, Shannon?
I am the thing I'm looking forward to is the Doge guys. Like Elon and Vivek are just gonna annihilate this government and tell people, like in a real person standard, like what you're spending on that the government is wasting.
Yeah.
Like I want, and they're gonna break it down per person.
Nick Lopez, hi. Sorry.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, Daddy.
Hi, Daddy. It does get to a point where people need to realize that America and other countries, but this is a business. We have, I don't know if people realize, we have money that we make on taxes, money we make on imports, we have money we spend out. And when we give, when we just free willy-nilly giving $97 billion to Ukraine, where's that coming from? You know, why aren't we
they're like printing money or something.
100%. Hi, Vic. Yeah. We got Tiffany here. Does she get a day off?
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Vic.
Hi, Vic.
Okay, we can't talk about Victor anymore?
No. Not going there. No.
But yeah, it just gets to a point where people need to realize this is a business. So the fact that we've got two businessmen about to step into the office in 7 days, which I'm very excited about, it's really exciting because it is a business. What's coming in, what's going out, and at the most, if California can just at the most balance the books, that would be a start.
I mean, and at the minimum.
At the most.
At the minimum.
At the most.
At the minimum, balance the books.
My favorite was when that Chinese dignitary came in. And all of a sudden, everything was clean, like within a day.
Oh, the streets?
Yeah, within a day.
It was beautiful. Remember
like,
that?
I'm like,
was that
I think it was LA.
Or like steam cleaning. It was LA. Yeah. It was like by Manchester.
I mean, it was like everything was like perfect.
Yeah. Someone came to San Francisco recently, did the same thing. They cleaned up whole San Francisco.
It's just, I think that, you know, you got to keep the needy or else, you know, everything doesn't fly, right? I mean, you got to keep it to where people are like, you need something to spend money on. If it's all clean, you can't ask for $150 million for the homeless,
That's why
right?
you can't stop the homeless, because it's a money train for a lot of these big wigs in their pockets.
Well, don't forget, we also get homeless busing from other states because it's too cold in New York for them.
What is going on with your finger?
Liz.
Are you engaged?
Liz, she has not announced it yet.
Oh.
It's okay. It's not we're live or anything. Fix it in post.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let me see that. Wait, you're a citizen and you're getting married?
I can't believe you just did that to her right now.
You have done that before
you were a citizen. Sorry, no.
You just waited. You got a 13-year timeout.
I can't believe you're about to announce it.
No.
She hasn't told anybody yet.
Oh, my God.
She hasn't told anyone. Well, she's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Gavin Newsom, guy.
Wait, it's like we went to Mars on your finger.
$17 million went missing?
She's
been part of the homeless problem. Like, they're giving out rings now.
Oh, my God.
Wait, did they give that to you when you became a citizen?
Yeah, because
that
was
a gift.
Because you did it literally.
I won't take the iPhone. Let me get the ring.
Oh, my God. Congratulations. Woo! You didn't even have to get married for citizenship.
I know.
You didn't even have to do it illegally. That's so weird.
Although I would have been way more beneficial, I think, illegal.
Oh my God, I love it.
He's like, damn, I have to do it.
Okay, so let's talk about what's happening with, for instance, the Oppenheimer Group. What do you think about people that are capitalizing on marketing their businesses? For instance, so I was on there and says, oh, we're not going to charge our percentage to sell houses from the Oppenheimer Group or whatever.
A lot of they're all doing that, I think.
Yeah. But what do you think of it? Is it a good thing? Is this a scam?
Like, well, they said they weren't charging fees to do a transfer or something. Like, what does that mean?
What does it mean?
What does it mean? Like
I want to know, because there's no way they're going to lose money on this. This isn't, they're marketing by saying,
they're going to gain money.
The fees.
They're just transferring them somewhere else.
Yeah. You know? I thought that too. I'm like,
it's a realtor's dream right now. I'm telling you.
The end of the day, they're all real companies. Like, Starlink gives internet for free. Uber.
Starlink, yeah.
Uber is too, right?
I have a list.
Uber gave rides to the shelters for free. It wasn't, we'll give you 50% off. These are people that were like, no, I'm going to do this for free. So the people, the other companies that are going to do it, of course they're going to do it. And they might make out that they're doing it for the benefit of their own goodness of their own heart, but they're not. Of course not. They're going to, I'll give you $5 to get $50 in return.
So do you think that these real estate companies are going to, because here's how, I think the real estate industry is completely ass backwards, because your agent is supposed to negotiate a better deal for you, but there's no incentive because they make less money in commissions.
Yep.
So why would they negotiate for you? They never, I mean, they try, but it's supposed to be, you know, based on their, what do you call it? Their moral compass or whatever.
Attorneys and estate agents don't have moral compasses.
Relax there.
Okay. You don't have one.
Okay, but listen. So do you think that these companies are not going to, they're going to say, well, we're not going to charge our commission, but they're not going to actually get you a better deal for the house. They're going to charge that extra, get the $100,000 for that house.
I think they will do it right, but they just they just don't get the full commission. They get half of it, which is better than, now everyone knows that company.
But is the company then going to not negotiate for the seller as good as they should have because they're trying to get that money?
I doubt it.
I'm just trying to figure out how they're scamming.
But you're talking all these, they're scamming because they're saying, maybe some people didn't know about their name. So if you say, for example, not everyone knows about your vodka. If you came in and said, guess what? I'm going to give everybody half off my Vargas vodka brand. Now,
it's always for promotion, right?
And now all these people know about your vodka. So it's just
what's
cheap
Victor's
advertising.
Company?
The Defarian Group.
Defarian Group? Mm-hmm. Are they doing that as well or no?
Not that I know of yet.
No.
Victor, get with the program.
Boy. I mean, they might be. I don't know.
Apparently they just announced they're doing it.
Yeah. It's a fine line between ambulance chases, isn't it?
And well, everybody wants to stay relevant.
It says, guys, the live keeps like, cutting in and out.
The line does.
Or just tell them to refresh their browser.
Maybe I should do a plug.
Is the microphone okay
over here? I do commercial contracting. And we're going to offer.
No, everyone's going to offer something during this time to make themselves relevant.
I mean,
if you think about it,
that's what it, like, in sense, if you're doing something for charity, I mean, if you did it anonymously, that's probably the only way that would be non-self-propagating side of kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're doing, you know, come check out my brand. This is, but we're giving 20%. Like, it's done for promotion.
Right.
You know, they're giving back, but it's 20, still.
But
you know,
they're not, I mean, though. 20% isn't, yeah.
Well, I know, I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Please refresh, you guys. This is our first time going live. We're sorry it's cutting in and out. But it's just Jody going,
It's just her accent.
See, I can see
it's just
it.
Her accent.
I'm looking for it right now.
I'm American now, y'all.
Oh, boy.
So tell me, you know, what do you think, Jody, when the Biden administration was letting everybody in, just Tom, Dick, and Harry for no reason, you had to go the legal route. They just kind of jumped over the border. What do you think of that? How did that make you feel when you did everything legal and it was hard?
I would say that my anger wasn't in the fact that I did everything legal and they didn't. My anger was more from an American standpoint of all these people coming in for security of the country, for money from the taxpayers, for just complete and utter disruption in the schools and in the streets and taking jobs. So I guess I didn't really think, well, poor me, I did it legally. I just felt poor America. We're letting these thousands and thousands of people through the border that we're not processing, we're not checking. Terrorism is a real thing. It's been happening for years. And we've just let God know who through the border. So for me, it wasn't, I did it legally, they didn't. But, you know, I'm technically partially a good girl. So I'd want to do that legally. I want to be able to travel. I want my rights. I want to be able to vote. I want, for me to become a citizen was because I wanted to be more of an American person. So I guess I wasn't upset that they didn't do it illegally. I think it's just disgusting for the American people because it's taxpayers' money.
Yeah. Did you see that in front of Nick's house at Victoria Beach Laguna, they had a boat pull up today and people got out?
What?
From Mexico.
Oh, wow. Today?
Today.
It's crazy. I thought they stopped all that.
They posted it. No, today.
Drug runners or?
No, just
no, immigrants
just
coming
people.
In. But like Victoria
how would they
Beach.
Get out there? How would you get out
I have
there?
No idea. I have no idea, but I was shocked. I was like,
and the worst thing about it is that it's probably not even Mexicans.
I think it was.
It's probably
Venezuela.
It's people were dumping people into Mexico to come across. And we've got all these criminals now.
Can you explain the Gulf of Mexico thing where, why is he changing it to Gulf of America? What was the
I think
joke
it was a joke.
No,
it was a joke.
It was a joke, but what, why?
Oil.
I just said, because Biden said that he couldn't. Biden said that before he leaves office, he's going to make sure there's no drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. And, okay. And Trump said, okay, cool.
So we're going to cut off our resources.
No, no, no. Yeah, but so Trump's like, okay, we won't drill in the Gulf of Mexico. We're going to drill in the Gulf of America.
It's just like saying you can't drink champagne. Well, fine, this is now this vodka.
It's just Asti Shmati. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Loopholes.
Yeah.
But it's all for oil.
Yeah.
Which, let's face it, I'm a big fan of, because we shouldn't be giving the money directly to who we give it to right now, because that the money that we give to the Middle East, most of it is being funded for terrorism.
Wow.
That's what I believe.
So
there's no way they'd have money if it wasn't for America and the oil system.
Yeah, that's the resource.
And the people that live in the Middle East, obviously apart from Dubai, because they are loaded, they live in poverty. It's only the people that are in the government or in the terrorism world are the people that live at least somewhat of a nice life.
Oh, the ones with how many wives, or do they get?
Seven
wives.
Wait, where is that?
Eight. Middle East.
I want to go.
You can't even handle
there.
One.
You're already there.
So
I only have six. That's rude.
I know. Seven is like, eight is way too
Seven's many. A lot. Seven is, yeah.
So I want to hear your take on, Keith, on where you hope. So Gavin only has, even if he doesn't get fired, a year and a half left of his term. He can't anymore.
So he can only be recalled. They'll have to do a recall election.
Let's just say he doesn't get recalled. How much longer? He's got a year and a half, right?
There's no chance that he can maintain this anymore. Yeah.
We get him for a year and a half more.
Yeah, then we're screwed. But he's going to be on his best behavior at this point, because now he's got all these elites and everyone. Yeah, he's under fire. Like, he's got
at the end of the day, the whole system is wrong. If you should have the fact that he's been in this long and has caused California this much deficit and this much corruption is disgusting.
But we tried to recall him, and the idiots still voted him back.
But my point is, we shouldn't have to try to recall him. He shouldn't be able to be a governor for that long. The governor position should break down to two or three or four. Years.
You're talking about term limits.
They
should have that for everyone.
100%.
They should have age and term limits.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I find amazing is that, I know, just real briefly, is that the Biden thing, I want that to come out. I want to know who really propagated the fact. They knew he was in mental decline and did nothing.
They hid it. They thought we didn't know.
His wife had to have known. Right? Kamala had to have known. Chuck Schumer.
We knew 4 years
who met,
ago.
Who met him and said, this is the most sharpest guy I've talked to in the last 3 months.
And then fast forward. Right. Oh, that's a shame.
Such a shame. It just happened overnight. I don't know what happened.
The escalation and all the mental illness here.
It was quick. It happened rapidly overnight.
And there would have been and that's where I think the Democratic Party failed. Had they have turned out and said, you know what, unfortunately, but as of age, Biden is unfit and unable to run the country. Harris is going to step up. As much as that would have been disgusting for us, and I could have not have watched TV anymore because of her laugh, at least it would have made sense to the American people. Keep putting this guy up on stage and having him watch him fall over, watch him shake the wrong hand, watching him go off the stage the wrong way.
Do you think they were just making a mockery of the American system with him?
I think at this point,
I disagree with that. I think that they were just trying to get through it.
They're trying to get through it. They're trying to push him up another 4 years. Like,
I know.
They found the perfect puppet. Like,
he's a puppet.
Whoever's running the country now.
Whoever's running the puppet doesn't do a good job.
Because they're not experienced. They don't have any experience.
He was not the perfect puppet. He was an absolute
disaster.
Only because he would go off script.
Yeah.
Like, so he would go off script and then have his own lines and then I forgot what I was supposed to be doing. Like, the clemency.
Remember, he was like, I've got hair on my legs.
It was the little boy that was sniffing his hair on his legs.
Sniffing kids.
Yes. Stop sniffing kids.
I mean, wait, so that's wrong?
It's funny. But it's not.
It's not funny.
We are,
obviously I'm from England, which I still believe is a very powerhouse country.
You're from England?
Did you know?
No. But now she's here. She's here now.
Oh, that's the tan.
We stole you.
So I still think it's a very powerful company. But realistically, the whole world looks at America. We do. Everything starts in America. And the fact that we had this guy up for all these years and having the world laugh at us. Even now, my English friends and family are messaging me with tweets that are going on in England, and it's a joke. It's about our wokeness in California, about the fact that our whole fire department is LGBTQ+. We are a running joke in the world right now, and I'm very much looking forward for
Actually,
Daddy.
The fire chief, she did say, they did let her down. She warned the mayor.
Yeah.
And she was fired last weekend.
Wait.
The LA fire chief was fired by Karen Bass.
What?
Let's talk about Karen Bass,
what?
By the
Let's
way.
Talk about Karen Bass. Oh, my God. Don't get me started. Okay.
I love the her reaction getting off that plane, like at the plane after she was
on like this.
Vacation to Africa. And knowing that this was going down. Knowing that this was going down. She's on the plane out. Like,
she knew the wind was picking up. She knew everything was going on.
And then even to, I think it was yesterday, Newsom had a very big interview. And the interview question was, how do you feel? Do you think Karen Bass should have gone on vacation? And his response back was, well, I don't know when she exactly left. So he's still, I mean, he's yes, you know.
Mm-hmm. So I think what's going to happen, so Karen But now, during that first press conference where they had the LA fire chief, the late Crowley or whatever.
Yep.
And then they had Karen Bass. Everyone's, we're doing this great job. We're going to help. We're going to make this happen. Crowley then came out and said, we've been telling about this forever.
Yeah.
You know, for last year that we don't have the resources. She was fired the next day. Wow. So I believe.
Silent. And all of a sudden she's probably going to get
fired. No.
She's probably getting pneumonia now.
Yeah. I did not even know she was fired. Yeah. How come they didn't even, it's nowhere on my feed. Nothing.
No.
I didn't even get it on my feet. I've been getting everything.
I think she was fired, and then she now it's going to be a finger pointing. Because now she's going to be on everything.
Well, at the end of the day, you cannot finger point and you cannot silence people. This is too much of a disaster, and the American people need to know exactly what happened, not just the people that were affected. All of California and America need to know exactly why our government is failing. Because we wake up and we're supposed to trust in the government and trust in the legal system, and it's failing us.
Yeah. Well, plus, I don't like to wake up and feel scared of our government. I want to feel one with our government. It's supposed to be we the people, people.
Actually, that was one of the questions today.
What?
We the people. The first three words on the
decoration. We the people. It's unfortunate that it's an I society and not a we society. It's I. And whenever you hear a person go, I, you're just like, oh, you're so self-consumed and narcissistic. And it just seems like we have a lot of self-consumed leaders in this country that are power tripping, like just power whores, mm-hmm. like everywhere.
Well, that's where politics has become. It's just straight power.
Well, actually, and you know what? It's another point. Like when we get our senators and our governors in, we do it on bribes. It's, well, I'll give you my vote if you fund my organization. It shouldn't be like that. We need to start getting votes because people are inadequate for the job. And rather than, well, I need your vote. What do you need, Elizabeth? Oh, you want some money for your charity? Done. I'll give you the money. Okay, you get my vote.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
I love how you'd have all of these companies and countries have kowtowed to Trump. Like the day after he got elected, you got Canada into Mar-a-Lago the next day. You got Mexico.
I'm so gonna get canceled on this. I'm not gonna cancel myself. We went super political today.
Now you have every company, every tech company donating $1 million to his inauguration.
Yeah.
Like everyone wants in now.
Everybody mm-hmm. just went.
You just donated $1 million to Hitler? What? I don't understand.
Oh my God, Keith!
They called. Did they not call him that up until?
Oh yeah, they called.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. God, yes.
It's so funny. It's so funny that he was called the Hitler when
he's not even close. Hello. To Hitler.
Wait, what's that one where they're all like negative? The ladies that are all together.
Oh, The View.
The View. Goodbye. We're the opposite of The View.
They're naked?
Negative.
Oh, negative.
Yeah, they're naked.
They would be.
Oh my God, that's the.
They would be the ugliest women.
Somebody
to
said,
be
don't
naked.
Say the H word, Keith. Lindsay said, don't say the H word, Keith. Oh my God, I just got like, okay, well, there goes the show.
Oh, man.
My phone is blowing up right now. Everyone's like, stop. I'm like, what? I guess we're just being us.
Well, I'm very happy that we're complete opposite of The View, because The View is an absolutely disgusting show.
Yeah. So why don't you like The View? I want to hear this.
I think that The View is I.
It is. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
And we agree.
There isn't. There doesn't seem to be opinions and discussions on The View. It is one journey into disaster. And when someone comes on and they have a different opinion, they are wrong. And it's this. The other day, Oprah was on the show, and she said, this was so disgusting to me. She's so away from the truth. Inflation's affecting us all. And so they're like, yeah. She goes, for me, you know, I wouldn't be working if it wasn't for inflation. How much is Whoopi Goldberg? I said Oprah, didn't I? How much is Whoopi Goldberg worth? Like 20, 30 million? Google it. And she's saying that inflation is affecting her. That's why she has to work.
How much is Whoopi Goldberg worth?
$5. Maybe 10.
Estimated 30 million.
Okay, so she's worth...
That's not that much.
She's worth 30 million, and she has to work on The View in order to buy eggs?
No, but Whoopi's a joke.
To buy eggs?
You guys...
That's what she was saying, the inflation. She's like, inflation affects
everybody. She's affected. It doesn't affect her ass. No.
But Whoopi likes to be negative to get ratings. I don't think she's truly that negative. She can't be that negative. She can't
be
that crazy.
The only thing I think about when I see Whoopi is in The Ghost when she was, you know, when Patrick Swayze was like kissing on, who was the hot chicken... Ghost,
Demi Moore.
But realistically, on Whoopi because Whoopi was
Demi
the ghost.
Demi Moore's new movie where she won the award?
No.
You haven't seen that one?
Which one?
What's it called?
Go home and watch her movie that she won.
Who?
Demi Moore.
What's the movie?
It's about like this transition. Like there's her and her younger self, and it gets so freaking weird. You guys have to watch it. Like,
what's the movie called?
Substance. I have no idea, but she won the Golden Globe over this.
What's Demi Moore's
first award she's ever
won
in her life? She didn't win an award for Ghost, but she won for this movie, and it is the gnarliest movie I've ever seen. The Substance. Let me tell you, it gets so gnarly. Just watch it, and you'll be like, oh, Tiffany is definitely correct on this one. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
So somebody said The View is gross. It's also modern-day feminism fitting a narrative that actually... do not really fit their lives when put into perspective. Okay. Oh, smart. Okay. Thanks, Lindsay.
they are. They're too much like women. I, at some point, look, I love being a woman, but do I think that we should be... It's not an equal thing. I'm a little bit... I'm the opposite. I want to be treated like a lady. I want my door opened. I don't want to... Do you want to pay for half of your date when you go on dates? No!
Okay, so let's get back to the fire. We have a special guest for you today. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Austin Keen in the house. Austin, what's up? Come on in.
Read the thing.
Hi.
Oh, 15 minutes. I guess you're coming in early. Hi, we're live.
Good to see you.
How are you? Thanks for coming in.
So, how are you?
So,
like a 15-minute segment.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, okay, we'll give him a mic.
Are we going to sit him in somewhere?
We're going to sit him on the...
What are we going to sit him?
You want to do a little dance?
I can put him over here.
Yeah, let's put him right there. Let's put him right between Jody and Tip. We're going to sit you over there. We're going to go live.
Wait, is there another chair? Do we have another... Yeah?
And then he can share a camera with Jody, right? Or Tiffany? Okay.
Hello. How are you? I saw you on the last podcast you did.
Wait, did you just fly in from Boston?
Austin Keen is a world champion skimboarder, and he has been on Girl Talk Logic and Dude Dialogue
right
before for
Let's
me.
Move these drinks.
He is supporting the fire. He's also got resources for all of you that he wants to announce. But more importantly, he's on the show today just to show his support for the LA fires.
Oh, okay. That's for him?
Yeah.
And we're like, I'm stalling.
Nice.
Boom. Are you going to start singing?
Yeah. Any requests?
Yeah, actually,
I need more champagne.
Lindsay and all that.
Well, actually, what would be a good song?
Because you're on your own.
Something with great balls of fire would not be appropriate.
No.
So how do we do it?
Well, maybe burn, definitely not appropriate.
So
Bon Jovi.
So you're going to share
Summer 69?
Right.
Summer 69.
All right, we're on the camera together.
Here should have been.
This one.
Can you just stand by? We're just getting ready real quick. So everybody here needs to do what now?
A lot of things, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You gotta join the live chat. You gotta and then
how do I do it?
So go into
sorry live. Guys, we're new to this. Can you join the live chat on yours?
Like
oh, join it.
Share video.
Okay.
Okay, but I need to turn it.
And then you need to share video.
Wait, what do
okay,
I do?
So it says
wait,
other people me. Have joined. Joined.
Yeah, like that.
I don't know.
Share a video.
Oh my God, we're so
share it where?
Yeah, we're live.
No, click everybody.
Look, you go.
That's a lot of people to click.
Well, that's
oh,
that's
I gotta do all that. Okay, got it. Okay.
Wait, what?
Let me see.
I don't know who I'm sharing this to.
Austin Keen joined. Okay, there we go.
This one right here. Thank you.
Oh, shoot. I'm on mic.
Sorry, that's I'm not a
dude. Does anyone want Jody's? Does anyone want Jody's nudies? I'm sharing with everyone. You ready?
I'm sharing. So how many people? So can you just select all somehow?
You can select. Just select everyone.
Oh.
Okay. So I'm sharing.
Yeah. You gotta select everyone that you wanna. Just see where the share video is.
Oh, too many people. 60 people. Let's go. Okay.
All right. Austin's fixing that up. We don't have a mic stand for Austin at all that he could just set it down at. Right? No.
Yeah. Just set it down. Pick it up whenever you want.
Yeah. We'll go.
Do you want
some? No, I'm right.
Can you move dog out of the way of Austin, pretty please? So that dog that's just sitting there.
It's a cute dog.
Move the color dog.
This guy?
Yeah, just move that.
So we like put him like
just stick it in the middle. That's fine. Nope.
So much cool art.
Yeah, you like this? Yeah.
New art.
James. There's more stuff.
Yeah, well, okay, so.
I like that one.
James Piercy, who is an Emmy Award winner.
Put Austin in the middle.
You guys put your drinks on the
Okay.
Tape.
I'll hold your mic.
Okay. It'll be better.
I think you're going to move your chair. Sorry.
Thank you for your patience, guys. We're just learning how to do all this, and
yeah.
Mike.
If you give me some words, I can sing.
Yeah. Yeah,
dude. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I just got back.
Yeah, it's following your story.
Oh, here's his mic.
So you like us? We're lavaliered up now. We're
nice.
We got, like, we're wireless.
Okay.
So what was you in Boston for?
Boat show, you know, part of being a wake surfer.
Yeah,
these boat shows in the winter months and sell boats.
What's your meet fans? Wake boat, right?
Huh?
What company are you with?
Mastercraft.
Yeah.
So we've got Austin Keen. Yep. He's a little early, but we don't care. We're throwing him on anyway. So, ladies and gentlemen, world champion skimboarder Austin Keen and surfer.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So, you know, we've just been discussing, you know, resources and what people can do and our thought process behind the fires. And, I mean, how has this affected you or anybody you know?
I've just talked to a lot of friends, mostly like people who are acquainted with other people. You know, it hasn't affected anybody in my life directly, thank goodness. But also, you know, I used to live up in Pasadena, like in Pasadena area. Whoa. So, like, I mean, it seems like that place got pretty wrecked. And
what's the place you used to live in?
Pasadena.
I know, what was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, like right off of like, I can't remember, like Sierra Madre Boulevard, kind of in that area.
Right.
I think a lot of those places got pretty wrecked.
Well, you're a lover of the ocean.
Yeah.
You know, you live for the ocean. You live for, I mean, you work with preserving the beaches, the ocean. You work with all these different groups. What do you think of what's going to happen with the runoff from this devastation? Because
it's
going to be.
I haven't thought about that, to be honest with you.
I mean, well, okay, so the currents. Don't
well,
they
I mean,
south?
Anything when it rains, everything just goes out the ocean.
Right, but
no drain.
LA is a bunch of sludge. What do you think is going to happen to the oceans? I mean, what are your take on that?
I mean, I think there's bigger fish to fry right now, being an ocean guy.
No pun intended.
Yeah, but
maybe not the smelt. Not the smelt, though.
Not the smelt.
Don't fry the smelt.
Say the smelt fish.
You can pan fry those things.
We're trying to talk about saving the animals right now. Are smelt edible? No.
I don't even know what
I think the smelt is the most hated fish in Southern California.
Wait, so, okay.
Because that's the whole reason why the fire hydrants ran dry is because he didn't fill the water.
Yeah, we got
it. Because he was trying to save the smelt.
But what?
It's almost an extinct species.
So he just used that as an excuse to.
To buy his new $9 million house, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's like, I mean,
how
I think
do you really feel, Keith?
From what I know, there's a lot of like, there's like a couple billionaires that like own all the water rights to like that flow down in Southern California. I haven't dove into it enough to even really talk about it, but I think it's more of a political issue of why we don't have enough water in Southern California.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Really?
Like a resource issue, which is bullshit, right?
Yeah. No, the water's there.
When we're a world of 70% water, it's definitely 100% down to politics.
Mm-hmm. Well, the
world is all water.
We should be able to put that fire out.
Water seriously, 5 feet from the fire.
Yeah. Yeah. Salter,
why can't they pull that water?
Yeah.
Because
of the erosion.
Yeah, no.
I mean, come on.
Well, and I guess the main reserve for Palisades was
empty.
Dry. They just so happened to be doing maintenance, you know.
They've been doing maintenance on that for a year, but they knew about this.
Oh, it was for a year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does Laguna have a reservoir?
That's a good question.
I think they do.
I think they do at like top of the world. Yeah.
You see it. Yeah. It's big. Yeah. And when you hike over there, you see this big.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is it full of water?
We don't know. I mean, it should be.
But you know what? So in Irvine, there's Irvine Lake, and that's where they pull for the fires for most of the canyons. That is now at a very, 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 very low level, where I don't know if they can even drop buckets into it because it's that low. Now, why aren't we figuring out a way to fill that
up?
It
will now, I bet.
You know, like it gets to a point where it becomes, whether it's from ocean, Trump was talking about the runoff from... all the other states, all the way down from Canada, from the snow. Like he said that he tried to pass a bill with Newsom back when he was in office 4 or 5 years ago. And he said that was literally laughed off. So there's definitely ways that we were supposed to have water, considering that's the only natural catastrophe we have in California is realistically homeless.
But
earthquakes on a point where we're losing structures all the time. And we have that in our building planning. To prevent that from happening.
Right.
So we should have the water planning to prevent this from spreading as much as it has.
So, I mean, you're in that surfing community and you live the California dream. You're not from here. You're from Georgia originally.
Yeah, but when I actually moved to California, I ended up going to Venice Beach and I would just, that was my drive every day. Yeah. I'd go to Malibu, skimboard, surf, Topanga, Malibu, all up there. And like seeing the videos I'm seeing, I'm just damn, like I used to admire all the houses, you know?
Yeah. You're like, I want one of those.
Yeah, exactly. I was like manifesting and now I'm like seeing those videos and it's really heartbreaking to see that. Like, I can't even imagine like going up there. Like, I don't want to go up there right now because I think it's
not right.
Unless I can help out somehow, I don't want to be the guy that's like, oh, look at the damage, you know?
Yeah. But,
I have a truck too. If anybody's out there that needs some, you know, I don't know. I want to help out any way I can. Like literally I'd drive my truck up there tomorrow if somebody needed to transport stuff. So hit me up.
I wish there was a website that people could be like, I need to evacuate in like an hour or two. Can you come help me get my stuff out? There's nothing like that. But if there was, I would help someone.
That's a great idea.
You know, like some public forum or something.
So, but the problem with that is that when you're evacuating, they need the roads cleared. So when you're doing... I understand what you're saying, but by putting that notice out, now you're having more people come into the infrastructure and the first responders need the roads cleared. So when you say, I need help, and all these trucks now show up, now the first responders are going to deal with all this extra traffic.
Big semi-trucks. You know what's crazy is what they were when the people were abandoning their cars in the middle of the street.
And
the bulldozers just pushing them out.
Did you see that thing on Instagram, too? They're like, if you want to get out of your car lease... just leave it on the street, like, you know, I mean.
Can you imagine, though? It just takes, this is the thing, and I understand that as humans, we're not very good at in panic situations, but we were never told really how to evacuate. I doubt Palisades ever was told an evacuation plan. So when someone says, your house is about to burn down, go. Everyone goes into such a panic mode. They get in their cars, they know what to do. And it only takes like, 10 people to panic and get out of their car and start running. And now all the traffic is backed up.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
So, you know, that there needs to be, we need to be better prepared for natural disasters like this. There needs to be evacuation plans in place, knowing exactly where to go to, where to head to, because there isn't. I don't know. If someone told you right now, get out of your house, it's going to burn. Would you know where to go?
Yes. Damn it. I've done...
Not you.
Elizabeth. I would go to his house. I would actually go to Keith's house and his guns.
Every time you get on an aeroplane, they say where you go in case of emergency. We, the people... need to know
Newport
where to go.
Has,
our mayor, Joe Stapleton, might come on today to share some resources.
Yeah, Newport has a very, because we have the tsunami issues, right?
Well, Newport has it, but you've got a Newport lady here who doesn't know it. So then he's still better.
I don't think they give the directives to the actual, they should actually. But
that's what my point
you
is.
Have but you have the police that know it. So the police will then tell you what to do.
Yeah, like, but when you're panicking. Yeah.
But there's evacuation signs too, like tsunami zone.
Where?
In Newport, all over Newport. It's really? Like tsunami. Like
yeah, you
arrow.
Almost like forget they're there.
I know, right?
So I just think they need to do a better job of managing people because we do go into a state of panic.
Laguna would be, that would be a scary one.
Yeah,
no, the Balboa Peninsula. Like,
where do you go?
One way this
the
way.
Peninsula. Way. Imagine being stuck on the peninsula with a tsunami. It's a one-way road. It's like
out there anyway.
Yeah, even on a 3 o'clock on a Friday morning. Like,
yeah, no. Or if you want to go see the wedge during like the big break, you're like, I can't even get there.
Not yet. Where's my helicopter?
Yeah. No.
Lindsay's doing shameless promos. Just shout out to the leaders of cryo innovations.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Is that your assistant?
You finally got your raise. Fine.
So what, I mean, realistically, I mean, you're in the ocean all day. Do you have any predictions on the impacts of, because you're in Laguna, so obviously the water's going to head down south.
I think you nailed it. I think all that shit's going to run off into the ocean. That's pretty much it. I don't know what's going to happen after that.
Yeah, I mean, but,
so he's not surfing.
Are they going to stop surfing and all the water's going to be dead? It's got to be poisonous.
How is the water quality?
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's already poisonous on that. Like near where it flows out. Like,
oh, really?
Oh, it's disgusting.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad.
Like, after it rains, yeah. Like all the stuff that's been piling up all summer.
All that street stuff.
Just gets washed out in the winter.
Ugh. What?
Yeah.
There's no clarification. There's no system that cleans
it. That's why
there's
I've found
all of the signs that say above the storm drain say drain straight to ocean.
Yeah.
No dumping.
I've found so many needles like up in LA.
150,000 people pee and poop on the street in LA.
What the F? You are joking.
I've been skimboarding in Seal Beach.
In Newport Beach.
I didn't know that.
I've been skimboarding in Seal Beach and literally like stepped right next to like needles, like sticking out of their ground. It's gnarly.
Whoa.
Yeah. And at some point, without trying to be really, I'm probably going to be hated for this.
This whole
global warming thing that we keep going on about and we keep trying to protect. Look, as humans, we're fucking up the planet and it's disgusting and we're greedy and it's gross. We overconsume and it's disgusting. We got at some point when there's many people, you got to stop thinking about global warming because the smell, right? And the toxins.
You got to have people first, human lives first, because we are protecting the animals that can't protect themselves.
And then
without us protecting ourselves.
On top of that, all these houses that are now burned. You know how much pollution that put into the.
Oh, so I just read this. We've eliminated every ounce of carbon saving scenarios that we've done in California have been negated by this fire.
Yeah,
every single thing. But
I've got a Tesla, so yay.
So let's talk about the Tesla thing. Do you have an electric car?
I do not.
I do.
That's right, you have a truck.
You got a man's built Ford Tough.
Okay, go Ford Tough. So what about people that when the electricity grid goes out and they can't charge their cars, what the F are they
doing? You obviously use a gasoline power generator.
They say that Teslas do not work in the snow. I just learned that.
What?
I was reading this thing that they said the battery does not work as efficiently.
Probably, it's like a GoPro battery. That was really quick.
So with a Tesla, if it's too hot or too cold, it drains the battery, but it doesn't not work. It works the same, but just say right now I get 290 miles to a full charge in a real cold temperature, I might just get 200 miles. So it's not that, and it's the same with gas cars. When you go uphill, you're going faster, you waste more gas. It's the same thing. I love you, Elon.
I know. Shut down her Tesla. Elon, shut down her Tesla.
Hey, he might buy TikTok, I heard.
That's Kevin O'Leary.
Yeah, but I just saw on the way here.
I
heard it got canceled in England. 2 days.
In England. It's canceled in England.
The 19th is their deadline.
I got to Google this.
It would be cool if you bought it, but at the same time, it is kind of scary having like one person own like two of the major.
Elon Musk doesn't have the money
Zuckerberg, you saw how he's flip-flopping on the censorship stuff.
Yeah, I watched the...
Yeah, the Joe Rogan. That was great.
Chinese discussion, this is 1 hour ago, TikTok to Musk as one possible option.
That's good. I didn't even see that part.
Whoa.
I know Kevin O'Leary
1 hour ago.
Kevin O'Leary's got...
Kevin O'Leary, I heard he's got part of it also.
I mean, that's going to be a lot. What's it?
That'd be cool, man.
115 billion.
I'm not sure Elon's got the... He just means he's...
The funds? He can find the funds.
Well, he hasn't got them. I mean, right now, he's self-funding, really, SpaceX.
He needs a couple more royalty deals.
Yeah, he needs a couple,
Yeah, no kidding.
Are we now going to
give me $1 for the rest of your life?
Are we now going to do some kind of plug for Elon because he needs a bit of money?
Yeah.
Elon can't run out of money, can he?
Well, any businessman can make bad decisions, but he's pretty smart.
Yeah.
I don't think he's human.
I don't think he can run.
I don't think his fiance is human either. She just looks amazing at her age. It's like,
he has a fiance?
Yeah, he's engaged.
Oh, I didn't know.
I think like 13.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. Wait, I'm thinking
his ex is like. Never mind, okay, I was gonna say
this
what?
This is a joke. This may or may not be appropriate.
I'm thinking of Bezos.
Oh wait, you only say if it is inappropriate.
So, yeah. So Elon Musk, he was doing this interview about, you know, he was dating Amber Heard, right?
Yep.
And so I guess they got in a fight or something, and so she's in her room packing a bag, and he's like, "Where are you going?" She's like, "Well, I'm going to Miami because I heard they pay $400 for $400. They give me $400 for everything I do for you for free." Right? So Elon's like, whatever. So an hour later, he comes back, starts packing a bag in the room. She's like, what are you doing? He's like, I want to know where you can live for $800 a year.
Oh, because you fuck him for it.
Oh, my God. Okay, so let's talk about Hollywood moving to Vegas. And now LA is kind of burnt down. I mean, that was a smart move before, right? Was that, yeah. You think that was...
Wait, what's the... Wait,
they're moving this to Mark Wahlberg's studio.
Are they moving? What do you mean they're moving to...
Studio.
Studios are all moving
Mark
to
Mark Wahlberg
Vegas.
Is still going to
studio. Yeah, they're all going to...
This is another reason why Newsom is screwing up California. People don't really think about it. The more that he makes it a mess...
That list is getting long.
The more that he makes California a mess, the more that big, powerful organizations and the rich and the famous are moving out. What does that mean? What does that mean for California if you move out? We get no taxes. So all these big companies are moving, which means that the taxes now they pay to that state. So California is soon going to I don't know what it's going
to
do, but...
I don't think we're going to be able to recover from this whole fire thing with...
We can't recover from Newsom.
Yeah, I know.
The state's going to be sued, and it's
going to get ugly.
So what do you think about... So you're primarily surfing in Laguna, right? Area?
Yes, Laguna, San Clemente, Dana Point.
As far as real estate down there, is there a lot of... Do you know in that area, because it's a tourist community...
Yeah.
Is there going to be, you think there's going to be an influx of just people from that area that are going to try and rent down there and just bombard you guys?
I think Dana Point, where I'm at, has already got like the reconstruction of the marina or the harbor.
Right.
Is that an international harbor?
Is it an airport?
I don't believe so. No, it's not that big.
You're talking about a shipping harbor?
No, like a port.
Long Beach is our closest.
I think I heard some like talks about them trying to bring cruise ships in, but.
The infrastructure is not at
Dana Point.
It's coming, though. Big restaurants are coming in there.
And Dana Point,
right? Well, I've already seen a parking
garage. There's already a parking container.
There's a parking garage at the harbor?
Yeah, it's bullshit.
No. L.A. is moving on down.
I don't think we can handle any more pizza places and coffee places. We have 7 pizza and coffee.
Have you ever been to Long Beach to see just the infrastructure behind taking off the containers? It's
crazy.
And the land's too expensive in Dana Point for them to put that in now.
Just so everybody knows, Dana Point is south of us, and it is a premier VIP community that I'm thinking everybody from Palisades is going to move to.
Oh, no. somewhere.
Don't.
Come check it out.
Don't bother with Newport. Just Dana Point, keep going south.
Austin's like, it sucks down there.
It's horrible. The weather's horrible.
Are you already bombarded with surfers already? Is there too many already?
Oh, God, it kills me. I think I surf more when I travel than I do at home.
Yeah.
So I'm not a crowd guy, but.
Yeah, I just think that a lot of people are going to be moving to Newport Beach, renting and
rental prices. Rental prices will be ridiculous right now. They're going to be crazy.
They were really bad. How do you find homes? They say 10,000 structures right now. Obviously, we don't know what kind of structure that is. It could be a shed. It could be additional dwelling unit. It doesn't have to be someone's house. But just say for that number, 7,000 of them were homes. How do you find 7,000 homes? Because loads of these people live there because they work there.
Right.
It's where their life is. So it's not that they...
I think it's more those second homes and like vacation homes. Malibu? How many people live in Malibu?
Malibu, but the Palisades community, I think, was a...
Newport Beach hotels are full now, says Rich Fishbeck from the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow. Are you kidding?
Yeah, all of them.
Good time to be in real estate.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I have a house if anyone wants to buy it.
Yeah, you guys, you know, if you're watching this, please...
I've got a fly
scout.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Where at?
I'm West LA.
Okay.
Oh, you do?
It's brand new. It's just, we knocked it down, rebuilt it. It's about to hit the market in 2 weeks. I couldn't have had better timing.
That's not funny.
It's not funny. So,
Jody, tell us about your construction business. And do you think that there's going to be a lot of the family living? Like, how are they going to try and rebuild Los Angeles now? Because Gavin Newsom's already saying, let's rebuild it. What do you say, a smart city?
He hasn't actually
said
that, though, right?
Yeah.
A smart city?
He hasn't said that.
No,
that's
I
have the conspiracy.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the Maui.
Yeah.
He said we'll rebuild LA 2.0.
Yeah.
But like, he hasn't said we're going to turn it. Like, I think that's like part of the laser beam conspiracy, which discount, but also there's no proof of it either.
Yeah, I don't think that Palisades is a community where you can build fast and quick and
high density.
Like,
you just
that.
Do the blocks that they invented, just put those block houses on.
Yeah,
I'm sure the containers
that wouldn't work. So, I'm more in the commercial side, so I don't do residential. But for residential, I mean, it's roughly the same in the sense of it will take a year to clean up, pick up, brush out. They'll have to redo the soil testing again. You can't just build a house on land that's been completely demolished like that. But even on the commercial side of things, it's going to take way into a year for cleanup. And then I know that Newsom's trying to bypass some red tape for permits, which I understand that he's claiming to help people, but in the long run, I wouldn't buy a house that wasn't permitted. So it doesn't really work like that, but it's going to take 1 year at least. And then obviously the insurance companies, you think they're going to go, oh, how much do you need? Here you go, sir. Here you go, ma'am. It doesn't work like that either because they're not dealing with one house.
But so isn't all the soil because of the gas lines? It's all
contaminated.
Yeah,
so they'll have to clear all the rubble, let it sit, then they'll have to do soil tests. It has to be recompacted again. There's no way you just build a house on it. It all has to be regraded, recompacted, because the soil makes a big difference.
So here's the thing I'm wondering, like, okay, so you have this $16 million house. Now you're going to be living next to a bunch of empty lots for, like, you know,
because there are people.
Just be one house here, one house here, one house here.
There are people as well that didn't have their house burned down. But this guy now, I mean, it's not sad for him, but at the end of the day, he's got no neighbors. He's got no Starbucks. He's got no grocery store. He's got no school for his children.
But he's got a great ocean view.
And he lives like 12 blocks in. You know, so it gets to a point where, yeah, you don't want to live there.
Yeah. It's totally an apocalyptic scenario.
It's almost like cancer-causing agents are in the air, too, that you're breathing. No, I've heard
that's going to come out.
I've heard this, and
who's liable for this?
It's
Gavin Newsom at this point.
Nah. Who's going to get sued for all this?
You know what? Gavin's going to find a way to pinpoint it on some poor little privately owned company.
I don't think he's going to be able to.
He's going to try his hardest to say it was.
Oh, he is.
Everyone hates him right
now. Company's fault. That man there, he pushed the button.
All it's going to take is for him to start pinpointing people and then them saying, oh, hell no. Here's an email that we sent to you, just like that fire chief did. It said, we sent this to you a year ago and said, we need more resources. They're going to do the same thing to Newsom. He's not going to weasel his way out.
At the end of the day with Newsom, I think he's basically shitting his pants as well, because not only is he
shaking
really,
or shitting?
Both shitting and shaking. I did say shitting, but he's definitely shaking too. It's a lot of poop. Everywhere.
But isn't Newsom the one that was at a restaurant when we all had the orders to stay?
French Laundry.
Yeah, with his friends?
So he got caught? Yeah, so that just proves
without a mask.
He is.
Wait, explain that situation. What did
so
he do?
So he during COVID, during the prime of the mask mandate, don't go out of your house. Don't leave your house. Don't meet with more than three people at one time. He's sitting there living it up at French Laundry.
Oh, yeah.
That really happened.
One of the most expensive restaurants. I think the most expensive restaurant in California.
Like, no masks, nothing. He's just living it up with like 12 people. Like
laughing.
Yeah.
I doubt he got vaccinated, to be honest.
And guess who paid for that check? We did. We all paid for that check.
Well, now that you're a citizen, I think you owe us a little bit extra.
So,
I became a citizen today.
Oh, today?
Today.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Wow. She's officially a citizen.
That's right.
We support immigration here.
And you should
legal immigration.
Legal.
You should see the fence she had to jump to get in.
Nice.
Yeah. And apparently she's on getting here. I've got iron burns up my
and
legs.
And she just got engaged. We got two things.
It is.
Congrats.
So another question we had from somebody is that.
Literally.
Where is the garbage going to go?
Wait, did you see the trash cans did not get burnt down in the fire? Those, you know, those green and blue ones. So you see this huge disaster. Everything's burnt down. And the trash cans are still there.
You guys haven't heard the laser conspiracy?
That they don't
know. Oh, that's Maui. Yeah.
No,
so
they think they have like, I don't know. They think they're like, I don't want to be
scared. No. Conspiracy theory.
You're here.
So it started with the Hawaii thing.
Hawaii thing.
Yeah. And I saw them videos.
The whole idea is like it was a land grab. Like they're trying to get out the whole generation so they can rebuild.
Yep. Make smart homes.
Yeah, and make a smart city. That's like the second part of the whole conspiracy.
We heard a lot of this.
What do they call it?
Jody's like, I need some drinks for this.
I know.
Yeah, like a energy weapon that they actually already proved that directed energy weapon. Yeah, so like they even have like little small three, like a guy made a 3D printer version of like a laser that can like catch a piece of paper on fire instantly. And
these 3D
it's definitely not out of the realm.
Also making guns to kill CEOs of healthcare industries too.
But it's not out of the realm that they can't make like a laser that can definitely.
No. They
can make a laser with a magnifying glass.
Yeah, then they show videos on planes. I don't know how real.
The directed energy weapon exists. No, the question is, would they have used it to cause a fire?
I know, and that's so the conspiracy with the blue stuff, blue roofs and the blue trash cans is like, it's a certain frequency of light.
It, so doesn't, it doesn't.
You guys, I saw a photo. The entire neighborhood is burnt down, and there's these blue trash cans still standing.
But how come they weren't
burned? Unless it was AI.
And
like, I don't
the
know.
Green grass. Everyone's green grass are beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's blue roofs that weren't.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know.
My
question on that is.
They did get $500 each, though, so.
Yeah, my question is, like, if it was a blue, like, it was a laser that was burning everything except blue, but, like, still those things would burn.
Right. Yeah, no, so that's
stuff
why.
Around
if it's in the fire,
it's
still going to burn.
But why wouldn't they burn?
It's a shame it wasn't a city of Smurfs.
It could have some sort of fire prior. That's probably part of the deal that they made when they built it.
Why don't they spray houses with that?
Well, actually, tell you the truth, I'll tell you why. I'll bet you anything the material they use for that is so it does it's so that if you put something in there that was
like
flammable,
like a battery or something
that would catch fire, the can wouldn't catch fire.
Yeah, and also the other thing I saw that was blue that they were trying to spread the conspiracy was a ping pong table. But those are outdoor ping pong, those are made out of aluminum.
Right.
You know, so it's like likely that's not gonna burn unless it gets really hot.
So all that's left is a ping pong table, a couple of stands.
Hey, beer pong tonight. Let's go.
Okay, we have to have Ghost Sports. Most valuable company of all time.
I have a bunch now.
Ghost Sports is my
name.
Ghost Sports is my neighbor on the peninsula.
He's got the best inflatable.
Best inflatables, the best.
I got a great story about Ghost Sports.
Ghost Sports.
So I have Ghost Sports makes this huge America beach ball. It's probably like 6 feet in diameter.
Wait, I see people jump on them.
Yeah,
that
so
one?
I had
He's
one.
My neighbor on the peninsula.
So I had one in my backyard, and I live on this wilderness bluff. And so during the thing is huge. And so during the winds, the ball's flying over my backyard, and I'm watching it bounce off trees. Like, I was dying. I'm like, no, I want that back. But it was so funny to watch.
Actually, that's really good marketing. Just slap your company on it, and let it blow.
Wait, Keith, do you have fire insurance?
Yes.
But it's very hard. You do live by a fire zone.
So I have it through USA, which is a military stuff. But they have, and because I just got that because Farmers was canceling everything. Mm-hmm. And my fire, because I'm on that wilderness bluff, they went from 2,000 to 7,000 a year.
Hmm. Yeah.
And it's even going to go up now.
So I was when I was in Chabuco Canyon, we had State Farm at the first 2 years. After 2 years of it, their State Farm said, we no longer insure you. So I had to get the insurance through the state. And the state insurance is not only incredibly expensive, they only insure you for, I mean, if just say my house, they insure me for $2 million. Now, I don't know, most people know you can't buy nothing in Orange County for $2 million. So not only my land itself was $2 million, not my house, and not all my belongings. So
Don't pay you for, so the land is technically, I mean, it's your structure that's insured.
Yeah.
The land is technically relatively, you know, for value-wise, but the insurance company's not going to pay you for the land.
No, but my point is my whole house burns down and they give me $2 million.
You can build a house for $2 million.
All my stuff and everything inside?
Most people can. I mean, with a ring like that, you might need a little
bit.
And the Valentinos. Don't forget the Valentinos.
She shows up. Women of America.
Free Valentinos for everyone.
You get a Valentino.
Hey, so I mean, don't forget about that Picasso you have hanging in the living room, right?
What? Which one?
The one that the $2 million insurance policy is going to cover if everything.
Well, I have three.
Oh, my God. So. You know, I think insurance, what do you guys think of what's going to happen with insurance in California? Because it was hard enough as it is to get it,
right? Insurance companies.
Austin, do you have house insurance or do you have home insurance?
I rent right now.
Yeah.
So. Do you have
rental insurance?
Yeah.
Is it hard to get or?
But I haven't looked at like any like fire policy.
They usually cover it.
No, wait, time out. I'm up for a renewal on my rent. And they said they're going to increase my rent by 5%, which I thought 3% was the cap because the insurance has increased.
Yeah. It's your California insurance game is going to be
5%.
So your landlord has insurance on that unit, on top of you having to have insurance, right?
No, I have like renter's insurance.
So she needs to cover the structure.
But they said we're increasing your rent because our insurance increased. Yeah. And that's going to be a thing. Like, that's coming. So,
The end of the day, I don't think that insurance companies are going to recover from this. No, and the only way that they can at least stay afloat is to stop insuring people that are in the high-risk industry. Now, that's when...
That's everyone in California.
Not just California, Montana, Oregon. It's not just California.
It's not in terms of high risk. That's not like California high risk.
Wait, how can they not afford it? Someone educate me.
Because we pay every month into it.
So the insurance, the way insurance works, obviously, is that everyone in the whole country is paying into a fund, right?
Yeah.
And then
they spend that fund
But
they've got personnel, they've got marketing, they've got a structure of business. And just say, for example, this fire happened to be in a different state, then it's a bit more affordable. But when you're burning down $20 million homes, $30 million homes, the cheapest home was probably around $3 million.
I thought I looked up, and I could be wrong, but it said they did like, $200 billion in revenue, and they took a loss of like $8 billion.
Yeah, but that's so revenue.
The CEO has to make $150 billion.
Yeah.
A CEO had to make $150 billion.
But wouldn't that go under their losses, though? Or is that the losses only the claims?
Well, you also got different companies that do it, but as net, you've got obviously all your outgoings or your taxes on top of that. There's a lot in with the business and side of things, and they have to have a profit, and if you do, you probably get greedy. They take bigger salaries. But when you're... $150 billion or something they're claiming to rebuild this now? The houses weren't pennies. I mean, there's $30 million houses on fire. Yeah. There's a house on Zillow right now that was on the market for $42 million. It's gone.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that big one on the hill. Yeah. I saw that.
So you're not talking about these, like, regular...
Not including what was inside of it.
Not including what was in... No Valentina.
Yeah, but so here, Jody's closet's worth more than half the house.
Every time I travel, I'm like, where's my bag?
You seen a ring?
But, yeah, that's why. It's the massness and the expensive homes.
I'll tell you what they're going to do is they're going to cap it. Like, I think that they're going to say, okay, you don't have a $16 million house. You have, like, build costs. And it's, to be honest, it's not a $16 million house. It's a $5 million house on land that's worth $13
million. True, right?
So, in a sense, it's not, but they're going to say, okay, you have a $3 million property loss. We're going to only be able to cover you for $1 million.
I wonder if they start doing it per square foot. Rather than...
Oh, they will. For
they will. Yeah, right? They will. That's how they're going to have to do it.
So rather say, hey, your house is $10 million, they're like, well, you've got a 4,000 square foot house. Price per square foot is this. This is what you're insured for.
And that's what you're insured for. Yeah. Unless you can prove otherwise. But the thing is, like, the value is all in the views and the land and that stuff. So,
But at the end of the day, if it costs... Back to the point of what you said about my property, it costs the same, really, to build the house. Obviously, you use better finishes and more expensive... Right. Parts, but at the end of the day, if it only costs $3 million to build my $16 million house, then that's what I'm insured for is the $3 million actual labor cost and material cost.
And that's how it's going to be.
Yeah, I think. Which by the way makes sense because you build the right house on the right land, your house would then become that same value again.
Yeah, I agree.
I think, to be honest with you, I think that if they do rebuild, if you think about this, you got. So you have flat land now, right? So it's pretty much land value, right? Which sucks. But so you're going to have people in there either selling for land value and a lot of speculators building, trying to catch up to where that value was. But I'm not sure if that's doable. I think that you have so many properties now, right? So in theory,
so how are they going to do that? Is it going to be like a cancellation of debt of the equity of what your home value was?
No, that's what's screwed. If you have a mortgage, right?
It's like a short sale.
And also, don't forget, some of these homes are on the coast. There's also Coastal Commission you got to comply
that's
with.
That's the hardest part to get through. So right now,
if I build a house where I'm at, I haven't got to comply with. I comply with the HOA, but that's a bit different than complying with the Coastal Guard.
Yeah, the Coastal Commission is like, and they don't care. Like,
no, they don't.
I went through the Coastal Commission once.
No.
I had to sit for a year on paying like $15,000 a month in mortgage. And they just sat there with it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you guys doing?
So Joe Stapleton, the mayor of Orange County, is not able to join us today. He's still in his meeting. He did say I'm still in a meeting right now with everything, but please give a plug for me for the Newport Beach Fire Foundation. So we are giving a plug for the Newport Beach Fire Foundation and all the first responders that have went up to Los Angeles have really, really put a great effort into helping any way that they can. And everybody that's been also donating at the fire station and all the locations for drop-offs.
Donate to the Newport Beach Fire Foundation.
Yeah, especially. Donate to the Newport Beach Fire Foundation, and they're literally sending the first responders up there and doing the best that they can. Also, there are drops all over the city. So if you go to Instagram, the city of Newport Beach, you'll be able to find a lot of resources on where to go, where to donate. If you're local in the area, if you want to actually donate or donate your time in person in Orange County to help load up some trucks, they're still accepting all of the help that they can get. This has not stopped. This has been ongoing. Katie from the Orange County Housewives has also apparently, so they have a charity going on. Katie was going to stop by today, but she's not going to make it. She, Shannon Bedore from the Orange County Housewives, and Jennifer were going to come by today, but they're caught up in helping in other areas. They wanted us to mention that their charity at the bungalow is going on from 4 to 6. We're going to throw that also on the credits on where to go for help.
Bungalow Corona Del Mar.
Bungalow Corona Del Mar. And then, Austin, you said there was resources.
Yeah, I shared on my story. There's like a Google Doc that somebody made. I didn't make it. I can't take the credit for it, but
okay.
It's been getting shared around. It's like a really extensive list of like anything that speaks to you. And these are all like verified.
Verified.
On the ground. Like these are going directly to the efforts. Yeah. So you can go through it, whether it's animals, feeding people, housing people. You can check out that Google Doc on my story. I just shared it before I came over here.
So it's not in the Gavin Newsom hair gel.
The fun for the $100 billion train that no one needs.
Austin Key.
Apparently the track is now able to have free clear access.
Yeah.
Somehow. Conspiracy theory?
Yes.
They were having problems up front because the track for that is tech. This part of that track was in the fire zone.
That's another thing. Yeah, so
that's another conspiracy
how poorly managed our state is that there's a $100 billion train that's meant
to.
Okay, so wait, what's going on with this train thing?
Nothing.
It's going to go through your living room.
But Keith just said they're making a sharp left through Palisades.
Technically, I think part of where that train was supposed to go is in that fire zone.
Yeah.
So they were saying, like, was it done? And they were having a problem purchasing the properties to make the train through. I don't know.
Got verified.
It's not verified.
So today we talked a lot about conspiracy theories and politics and you know, miscellaneous, but we also are going to be leaving a lot of resources on the video. We're blessed to have Austin Keen, who's a lover of the ocean.
Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for coming. I mean, we're just kind of shooting the lasers. We weren't supposed to be on. We were supposed to be filming the first episode of Gossip Girl Talk, pop culture, entertainment news at the end of the month. But I thought it appropriate if we just got on here, talked, you know, let you guys just please leave your questions and comments down below. Jody, all of us are going to be answering as many as we can, as fast as we can. We don't have the answers to everything, but if you need resources or information on research, <never mind>.
They may or may not be accurate, but I got answers for
Instagram handle on this so you can ask any political questions that you may have. Thank you for watching this episode of Girl Talk Logic. I don't know how much logic was thrown out today, but thank you for being here.
Girl Talk Conspiracies.
Jody. Yes, thank you, Tiffany. Thank you, Keith. And thank you, everybody, for supporting the first responders, the animals, and the people of Los Angeles County. Keep supporting. We'll see you live next week. We're just going to keep going and keep you guys updated. Thank you for being here.
Woo!
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Yeah, cheers, you guys.
We can really talk.